Good evening, dear listener. It's James here, and it's Sunday evening, 26th of September 2010. And I'm down in the studio, but there is no musical production going on. I like to think of it as purgatory. I'm sorting out some free cycling. I was just looking back and I thought, do you know, I've recorded an audio about this before, but it didn't really go into the details of the pain and anguish involved. Oh, maybe I'm being a little bit hyperbolic, but if you're not aware, free cycling is saving things that are perfectly usable from going to the tidy tip. And I've got a small pile of stuff at the far end of the studio, which seems to be the sort of place where items go to queue up to be dispatched. I like to take a photo of them so people know what they're getting. And already I've posted one item, and within 4 minutes I've had a response, and another 2 minutes after that, a further response. And one would think it's rewarding, but I don't know. I don't want to be downbeat about it because it is a good thing to do. But I was going to say the hardest thing, but I think the second hardest thing about it is that sometimes you'll receive a number of responses about perfectly good pieces of things. I mean, I've got a set of easy chairs that I'm giving away. And making a decision as to who gets it, you can have what's known as a fair offer policy where you leave it for a couple of days, or a day at least, so that people who get the digest of the mailing list can have a read through and make their offer as well. But then, even then, you've got to decide who wants it best. And some of the responses are perfectly nice. I mean, one of them says, would love these for my dining room. Can collect whenever. Suits you. Thanks. Which is nice. And someone else said, we're just about to move to an unfurnished house. And who's that one from? Hi, may I have the chairs, please? Thank you in advance. People say please and thank you. You do get people who will say, I'll take them off your hands. Well, yeah. And you do get people who, the same names turning up time and time again. And you wonder if all they're going to do is take them to a boot sale and make a couple of quid profit on something somebody is giving away. That's not really my problem, I know, but I fear that there is somebody to whom it would be more useful, that I could literally gift it to. The worst bit is, though, when I do make a decision or random factor takes place and the children pull a name out of a hat or whatever, and I send them some information to say, when, you know, I'm free at this time, do you want to come and pick them up? And then I hear nothing. Is it because it's ended up in their spam folder? Is it because they're not interested? Is it because they just write responses to every single item and never get round to responding? If you make arrangements, what I tend to do is I will hold off giving them my address until we've made an appointment, and then say, I'll be in at this time. And then you get what we in the business call a no-show, where you're waiting for them and they don't turn up, which is horrible, really. And it's quite tough sometimes to match up diaries, especially since I don't get home from work until 8 o'clock some nights, to allow, especially and since the weather's getting dark. And then you think, Luton's a fairly broad place. You can drive 5 miles from one side of Luton to the other. And, you know, you've got to make it worthwhile for the petrol money for someone to pick up something, which could actually be quite trivial. There are other sites available. Ecobees is one of them. But that seems to have an even broader remit. I don't know how it works as to whether you receive wanted and collected posts based on geography. But they say, you know, 50 kilometres radius. You don't really want to go 50 kilometres to collect something trivial. So it's between the devil and the deep blue sea, because I really do want to give this stuff away. But the mechanics of it are just a little bit too hard. I know full well that if I stick them in a skip out the front of the house, they'll go very quickly. And I've been tempted. I think I've done one boot sale in the past where, you know, I've made 15 quid and a quick trip to the tidy tip with the remains. That's great, but I think I've missed the season. But yes, free cycling of the evening and followed by ironing. It's not a particularly enjoyable Sunday evening, but these things need to be done. It's all part of the Tidy Friday extension, because we're 2 days late. We'll get it all done. Tomorrow I'm going to be busy anyway, because I'm writing prep for a presentation I need to do for an interview. And so it's all go in World of James. And with that, I shall sign off. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday evening, and I shall speak to you soon. Ta-da!